This is a CBC podcast. The CBC Music app. Free for your iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch, and now available on your Android device. Over 40 unique web radio stations. Rock to classical, pop to jazz, and everything in between. CBC Music satisfies even the most demanding music lover. The CBC Music app. Free and now available on your Android device. Go to cbcmusic.ca and connect with the music you love.
Well, everyone's talking about it. It's a premiere you don't want to miss. Tomorrow, a film about the Inuit of Southern Labrador is hitting the big screen in Happy Valley Goose Bay. It's called The People of Nunatu'avut. The docudrama was produced as part of a community university research project. Lisa Rankin is an associate professor of archaeology, at MUN, and is also the film's executive producer, and she's in the studio with me this morning. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Colleen.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here.
So how rewarding is it to have finished this film and now ready for the big screen?
It's really exciting, actually. I've never done anything like this before, so it's particularly exciting for me, but I hope also exciting for the Southern Inuit, because this is the first big production about their history.
Okay, so what is the story behind this film? What is The People of Nunatu'avut?
Well, several years ago, a bunch of researchers, genealogists, archivists, archaeologists, cultural anthropologists, some educators, got together and partnered with Nunatu'avut to do research into their history, about the arrival of the Inuit in southern Labrador and their interactions with various European peoples, and how settlements developed in the South and the outcome of the communities that we see in the South today. And part of the goal of the research was really to make what is traditionally academic research that goes into academic university-level books really accessible to the people whose history we're trying to tell. And so we got some extra money to do a couple of movies. This is the first large production that's coming out. Hopefully there'll be a couple of other small productions before the project's over, and we're really excited to let everybody see it, what we've been up to, and hopefully learn something and confirm some things they already knew.
Okay, so what do we get to see in the film exactly?
It's a combination of interviews, animation, lots of historic photographs, and some reenactments of historic events. And you'll get to learn the whole story about the Inuit leaving Alaska, traveling across the Arctic, coming into Labrador, traveling down to southern Labrador, beginning to trade with the Europeans, and how they settled the whole southern coast and made it their home.
I know a lot of people are really excited to see this film this weekend. So tell us how this film is part of the community research project on the South Coast. How do they come together?
I have been working particularly with director Derek Norman, who's coming in tonight, actually. He's going to talk tomorrow before the movie. And a cultural anthropologist and the Canada Research Chair of Aboriginal Studies at Memorial University, Mario Blazer, who directed this. And Mario is really great because he got to know all of the researchers on the project and has a really holistic approach to things. So he was able to integrate the different kinds of details that were coming out of everybody's different research project. So it'll incorporate a little bit of everything we've been doing over the last 5 years. So we'll get some genealogy, we'll hear about what's been coming out of the archives and the archaeology. And it really is a several hundred year journey in 45 minutes.
Wow, that's a great way to promo it. So how many years of your field work has gone into this film?
I've been working on the Southern Coast now for 12 years, but particularly on the Inuit material since 2003, I guess. So several years.
Will we see you in the film?
Yes, and unfortunately you see me while I'm actually in the field and haven't had a shower for a couple of weeks. I wish I could have deleted that section, but I suppose it goes to authenticity.
Makes it seem more real, right?
That's right.
So what do you hope audiences will learn about the Inuit of Southern Labrador when they see this film?
I hope that they learn that Well, a couple of things. I hope that they learn that there are real connections between all of the Inuit people that live along the coast of Labrador, north and south, that they all came from the same place, and though while their paths may have diverged, that they are ultimately one people. I hope that they learn that culture changes. It reacts and interacts and becomes what it is for the people that are actually experiencing it at the time. And you can't expect somebody today to act like and look like an Inuit person from several hundred years ago. We don't live in sod houses anymore, but it is an evolution, and you can see that evolution. And I hope people will begin to understand how their history has changed over time.
I know many people are really looking forward to this film. Thank you so much for coming in and giving us a little taste of what we're going to see tomorrow.
Again, delighted to be here. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Lisa Rankin is the executive producer of People of Nunatuavut. The film is being screened at the O'Brien Arts Center in Happy Valley, Goose Bay. Mark it down, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. A reception will follow in the lobby, and admission is free, and I'm sure I will see you there.
Looking for more CBC podcasts? Go to cbc.ca/podcasting.